So a study was done, and they found that husbands that kiss their wives before they leave the house get into less car accidents.
What?
Apparently, it's like a fresh reminder for the husband, like, oh, I have family. I should be careful.
They actually correlated that with accidents.
I mean, I don't
know.
That
is insane.
I read it online. Who knows if it's true? But it does. It makes sense. It makes sense. If you're reminded that, hey, you have
something to live for.
Right. Before you leave, you're going to be a little more careful than being reckless when you...
Yeah.
Just going out in a rush.
And also something to protect, right? Like, you know, like I need to be there for my family, protect them. So,
yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, guys and wives, make sure you guys kiss before you leave.
That is very heartwarming. What a heartwarming start to the episode.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Just Nobody's Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm your host, Daniel.
And today we're doing a podcast. Woo! If you're new to the channel, please smash the subscribe button, hit the like button. If this video gets 1,000 likes, we're going to be giving one of these hot toys to one of you guys. So make sure you comment which hot toy you'd like.
Ooh.
So a lot of big things happening in the Marvel world. We're going to be talking about a lot of crazy stuff today. So make sure you stay locked in and watch the video.
Yeah, watch the video.
Watch it.
Some crazy stuff that I've talked about in the past few weeks. I talked about this crazy thing about Zendaya, Kirsten Dunst, and Emma Stone.
It's either the craziest marketing like technique ever done or the craziest coincidence in Hollywood.
Yeah, so if you look at those three actresses, right? We know those three actresses are the love interests of all three Spider-Men. But they've also have dated their Spider-Man in real life. They are real life couples. They dated... We know Tom and Zendaya, Toby and Kirsten, and Andrew and Emma. They all dated.
And so far, there's only one couple that's still standing.
Yeah, sadly. But
let's hope they don't follow Andrew
you know,
and Toby.
I think they will. I think they're going to get married.
Okay.
I honestly think that.
Okay. Well, you could blame him when he jinxes it.
Okay. Knock on wood. Okay, but another crazy thing is the three actresses that played the love interests have actually gone on to have similar careers and play similar roles after playing Spider-Man. So all three women played in tennis players in tennis movies. Like Zendaya just really made that happen with Challengers.
Right.
So all three of them have played the tennis role. And then all three Spider-Men have all played a role where they're in the army.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of crazy.
It is crazy when you line up all the similarities they have, right? They dated each other. They're both Spider-Men. They're both the love interest of Spider-Man. They have the same movie career after Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It is pretty unique. I just feel like that's kind of like not plausible to toss up as a coincidence. I think it's kind of like a strategy or it's just how the cards are aligned for the agenda. I don't know.
It's just kind of weird. It's kind of weird because it's all the Spider-Man. We all love every single Spider-Man and it just so happens to be that they all date their co-star. Two of them have broken up, but they also go on to play the same roles.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of crazy.
It is crazy. Especially, I get it. Okay. War movies, sure, very common. But tennis movies, guys, come on. There has been very few tennis movies. And I have to say, probably the only tennis movies, now that I think about it, star the Spider-Man love interest.
Yeah.
I mean, really, think about it. There's not too many tennis movies out.
There really isn't.
And for all the tennis movies to be out, to have the love interest of Spider-Man is really weird.
Just saying. Another crazy thing that I talked about is AirPods. How they could possibly be dangerous.
When you really look at an AirPod, right, the concept's pretty crazy. Because it's wireless.
Yeah.
You have
noise cancellation.
You also can control your phone from tapping your AirPod.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's got to be some kind of connection here, right? We know that there's no wires.
Right.
But they are yet connected.
Yeah.
And the connection goes right through you.
Right.
Technically.
So if you guys didn't see, there was a patent that came out for the next generation of AirPods. So the new AirPods that are coming out. And they're actually going to put something in the AirPods that tracks your brainwaves.
Yeah.
So why the heck would they need to track your brainwaves? So we know the Apple Watch, right? It has like the heart monitor and everything
yes.
like that. Now they're going to start monitoring your brain. Why do they need that? They don't need that information.
I don't think anyone needs to be living in our brains.
Right. So why would they put that in AirPods? And then so people are theorizing now that when you have that moment where you're like thinking of something and then all of a sudden on your phone, an ad pops up for what you're thinking about. They're saying that's what they're putting in AirPods so they can cater certain videos, certain ads to your thoughts and then therefore have a better experience with Apple products. So say you're thinking about something, right? And then on your iPhone, an ad pops up for what you're thinking about, right? In turn, it makes it seem like Apple knows what you want.
Yeah. And I also feel, going off of that,
yeah.
it's like not only will ads pop up for, you know, a type of product you're looking for, but say you're on social media and you think of a type of creator, like I'm looking for, I forgot that person's name, but I can visualize what they look like. All of a sudden the app can, you know, promote that person to you.
Oh, that's scary.
And I feel like Instagram kind of does that. Don't you know? I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. No, I think it does.
Yeah. So YouTube, I just feel like it's amazing how well YouTube knows the user. Like for me, I go on my YouTube homepage and I see like the videos that I'm looking for. And if I don't, I refresh it and all of a sudden, boom, that's the one. That's what I was looking for. And it's amazing how well algorithms now are so good at, you know, pinpointing exactly what we want.
Yeah.
And now to have this technology of reading brains, it's going to even elevate that technology to the max.
Right. So it's kind of scary why they need it. Think about it. You could connect your Apple Watch to your phone, and that's always monitoring your heart, monitoring your steps, right?
Yeah.
You have the whole health exercise thing.
Right.
Now we're going to have brain functionality, like brain waves.
Yeah.
Why do we need that? It's just scary. It's just like, it's like a whole Neuralink thing all over again.
Yeah. And what's really weird is about 10 years ago, my golf coach used to have me wear this thing called Focus Band. And what Focus Band would do is it would tell me if I'm focused or if I'm not focused. So what I would do is I would wear this band and I'd look at like a stop sign, and I'd have to focus on the stop sign, and the app would know when I'm focused on the stop sign or when I'm not focused. And what it found was when I'm focused on the stop sign and I could read the letters on it.
Yeah.
I had this like hyper focus, right? But say if I'm looking at the stop sign and then I start thinking about something totally different than the letters stop, it says not focused.
Oh,
so it taught
weird.
Me to be extra focused, where you can be looking at like this Deadpool statue, right? I could be looking at this Deadpool statue, but thinking about pizza, right? So in turn, I'm not focused necessarily on what
you're supposed to be focused
on. What it taught me was to learn how to be focused. I believe this is the goal. Like, if I'm focused on Deadpool, to focus on Deadpool.
That's so weird.
And it's amazing how a lot of athletes would use this. Like, Kobe Bryant was one of the most successful athletes to use this technology.
Oh, my God.
For free throw shooting, if you focus on a certain part of the basket, right, your brain, you can lock in and you'll be more capable of hitting that spot.
That is so weird.
This is so tangent, but what I learned was through the brain activity, you can learn how to get in the state of flow where you're like able to perform at like your absolute best.
Yeah.
So like you're focused and relaxed. They found that visualization, say if you visualize the ball going into the hole or the ball going into the basketball hoop.
Right.
Your body and your brain doesn't know the difference between a past action versus a visualization of an imaginary action of you doing it.
And this all was 10 years ago when you used this thing.
Right.
Who knows what they could do
now? I know. So what they found, though, the big point is that like if you visualize you making a basketball before you shoot it, it's equivalent to if you were to practice and the ball going in, you seeing it go in.
Like in real time.
Right. So you're better off visualizing the ball going in your brain, seeing you do it, because if you do that, your body will remember you making it.
Wow. And remembering like how to make it.
Right. Compared to like if you just shot the basketball.
Yeah.
And you miss.
Right.
You see that miss.
Yeah.
Right. But if you can just visualize the ball going in, you have a higher chance of making it than when you just don't visualize.
That's pretty wild.
It is very wild.
AirPods. I don't know if you should get the next version of AirPods. We'll see. Another crazy thing that I talked about a while ago was Captain America Winter Soldier and how they actually changed a scene in this movie depending on what country you saw it in.
Captain America right here. I just have all the Marvel characters at my desk. I could just kind of plug them in.
So in Winter Soldier, in the opening scene, we see that Steve actually has a book of things he needs to catch up on.
Yes.
Right? Because he's been frozen in the ice for, I don't know, crazy amount of years.
Right.
I forgot. But he has a list of all these pop culture references that he needs to catch up on, basically. Like, there's Star Wars, there's I Love Lucy, Steve Jobs, all these things like that. But depending on what country you see the movie in, this list actually changes.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Like, in the UK, I think they changed I Love Lucy to the Beatles. And they also put, like, Sherlock Holmes on there. And then in Mexico, they have Shakira.
Right.
Australia, Steve Irwin. Like, all these different pop culture references from these different countries, like Paris, Daft Punk.
Right.
Or France. Paris, France. Yeah. So, Daft Punk. It's just crazy. A lot of parts of the list actually change in these different countries. So, if you're ever watching Captain America Winter Soldier, you could actually look this up. You could find the books that he actually changed, and you could see all the different country changes.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting to see how it, yeah. I mean, it is, like, something that I'm not shocked by.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, obviously interests that we have in America are different than interests they have in Korea or Japan.
Right.
So it makes sense, but I for, I totally never thought about that. Yeah, changes must be made to movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I want to ask you an important question that I was thinking about.
Important.
Okay.
Important question.
We know how important water is to drink, okay? Yeah. There's a lot of people out there, though, that don't drink much water. Somehow they're functioning.
Yeah.
I don't know how. They're probably not going to live much longer.
Right.
But there are people out there that drink hardly any water.
Yeah.
My question to you is, would you rather only drink water for the rest of your life?
Okay.
Only drink water. Nothing else.
No food?
No, you could eat food.
Oh, okay, but just drink
But you can't drink any other liquids other than water.
Okay.
Okay? Or would you rather be able to drink any other liquid you want, okay?
Yeah.
But you can't drink water, and the only time you could have one glass of water a day, okay? But
what?
You could only have the glass of water at 12 p.m., okay? And if you refuse, I don't want it at 12 o'clock, right?
You get no water.
You get no water for the rest of the day. If it's 12:01, the water glass is gone. So you basically could either drink water for the rest of your life,
yeah,
or you drink any other liquid that you want, and you get one glass of water each day presented to you at 12 p.m., but if you refuse to take it at 12 p.m., you don't have water that day.
Wait, can you even live like that? Okay, wait, hang on a second. So you're saying whenever I get this water at 12 p.m.,
okay,
I only have a minute to drink it?
Yeah.
Okay, see?
Yeah.
That's where it's hard. If I only have a minute to drink it,
yeah,
I can't even enjoy my water because I only get it once a day at 12 p.m.
Right.
I'm going water for the rest of my life.
You would.
Yeah. You know why? Because I've done that before. I've done that for many years where I just drink water. I cut out soda completely. I cut out juice completely. And I only drank water.
I thought that'd be pretty boring.
It was boring, but I know I could do it.
Good for you.
But okay. See, think about this. If you go the other way, this is where it could work though. If you go the other way.
How could it work?
If you take the water every day.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was going to just say, you're right. Like, let's roll with the water, only water.
Yeah.
But now you're going to try to fight the other side. That is crazy.
I'm trying to say, like, how it could work.
How does it work?
You take the water every day.
Okay.
Okay.
And you drink it
But there's also a lot of drinks that you could drink that's not water that's good for you.
Like what?
Like a lot of like electrolyte drinks. That would keep you like hydrated.
I guess.
There's a reason why they drink electrolyte drinks after workouts because it hydrates them.
I mean, there's
water needs to hydrate you. There's water in that drink, probably.
I mean, technically, you could drink kale juice. There's probably like water inside the kale.
See? You can't tell me I'm crazy for arguing this other side when it could work.
You know, I was going to try to argue this side, but I couldn't even think of it until I remember the kale thing. So,
I mean, that's a good point. I wasn't even thinking of that.
Like juices, right? You could juice fruit.
Yeah. What's something like cactus? Cactus hold a lot of water.
But you couldn't drink it because that's water.
But could you say like it's cactus juice?
No.
Oh.
That's not the rules.
Well, you're talking about grinding up kale. You're saying it's water. Like it's water. It has water in it.
I'm just saying. Okay. Would you rather fight a kangaroo or a gorilla?
Kangaroo.
Why?
A gorilla?
A gorilla.
I'm done in a second.
You don't know that.
A gorilla?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Dude, a kangaroo?
Ryan, you're not serious.
Dude, kangaroos are boxers. They are boxers and they can kick.
Dude, a gorilla is just going to rip you in half. Literally, it could rip you in half. A gorilla? What do you... You can't...
Yeah, you can. You could outsmart a gorilla.
Are you... And you can't outsmart a kangaroo.
Well, kangaroos, I feel like, are faster.
Dude, you've not seen a gorilla run.
Have you seen a freaking kangaroo run?
Have you seen a gorilla run?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Not all of them are fast.
Dude.
Are you watching the Planet of the Apes? Yeah, maybe.
Can kangaroos climb?
They could jump high.
Can they climb?
Well,
can they climb?
Why would that matter, though?
I will climb a tree and I'll be safe. What can a gorilla do? Climb a dang tree. What is a kangaroo? Answer the question. Can a kangaroo climb?
No.
Exactly.
But you don't know the environment that you're in.
What? Okay. See, now you're bringing in other things.
No. I'm just saying, if you're in a room, right?
Okay, see, he's changing it.
No, I'm not.
You're changing it.
Well, you're just assuming that you're in a freaking forest.
Okay, where are
you're
we?
You're not in a freaking forest.
Where are we then?
You're in a desert.
Bro, what the heck?
There's nothing around.
Oh, yeah, I'm still going kangaroo.
Why?
Dude, a gorilla? Have you seen King Kong?
Well, you don't even know the size of the gorilla.
You don't know the size of the kangaroo.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's a little gorilla.
I'm telling you, right now, Zach, put in footage of a gorilla running. Put in footage of a kangaroo jumping. I'm telling you, a gorilla is going to catch you. There's no...
You don't know that. Have you ever been chased by one?
No.
Yeah. So we both can't say which one's faster.
But you're asking me which one I'd rather fight, and I'm bringing in these factors of, dude, there's been proof of a gorilla running really fast.
Okay, let's talk like this then. I was going to be like, you know, if you're in a room, right?
Yeah.
And you're given a stick.
I'm finding the kangaroo.
Okay, that's a bad example. I thought
if you're put in a confined room,
yeah,
just a room with nothing in it,
yeah,
okay, you're gonna pick the kangaroo over the fighting the gorilla, and you're just in a room of nothing. No, you know, I'll do you one better.
Okay.
Explain to me how you would fight the gorilla then.
Well, one,
yeah,
I would try to, you know, like run around.
Okay.
Get a little tired.
Oh, you're gonna get a gorilla tired.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I saw this video once of this guy doing a magic trick, right? And the gorilla's like amused by it.
You're gonna do a magic trick.
Yeah, do a magic trick.
You're gonna do a magic trick for a gorilla.
I don't know, dude. Okay, look. I think that it's harder to get close to a kangaroo in proximity because
their
feet reach is so far.
Hang on a second. There's been many videos. Have you seen that video of the guy that socked the kangaroo in the face and it completely backed off?
No.
The guy just squared up with the kangaroo and socked it in the face and the kangaroo was shook, okay? You have never seen a video of a guy going up to sock a gorilla, right?
I've never searched that in my life.
Well,
so
I'm just saying. There's never been a video because that would be a internet breaking video.
Well, comment if you think that you'd rather fight the kangaroo.
The right answer is kangaroo. I'm just saying. It's kangaroo.
You don't know what the gorilla looks like.
You don't know what the kangaroo looks like either.
Maybe it's a huge kangaroo.
Maybe it's a huge gorilla.
True. But you can't sit there and say for a fact that one's better than the other.
Dude, a kangaroo is definitely better.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No. All right. Move on. Okay. Would you rather wake up in the morning and have this, like, this angry chicken, okay? This angry chicken that's, like, tries to eat you, right?
What?
It tries to eat you.
Like, with like a pecks at me and, like, eats me.
No, like, it has been deprived of food. It has been deprived of food.
Okay.
And it is stuck in close quarters with you.
Yeah.
And you wake up every morning and it's just there, psh, 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 like, trying to eat you.
Okay.
Okay, you have to deal with that every day.
Okay.
Or have to fight a tiger, like a little tiger, once a year.
A cub?
Let's say, like, a
high school. And then he corrected himself and went to middle school. What does that even look like?
So if this is like the little preschool. Which one?
Okay. Okay, I fight a medium-sized tiger every year, once a year. Or I wake up every morning, 365 days, and I have to fight off a hungry chicken.
A chicken that
is starved.
Starved and crazy.
Trying to eat me.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, how do I get away from the chicken? Like, is it just...
No, you have to kill it.
You have to kill it?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to fight it. There's got to be a winner.
Okay. Wow.
It's not that hard.
Chicken.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I mean, because I'm not going to lose my life to a chicken.
You don't know that.
Well, I have better chance than that with a tiger.
Maybe the chicken has rabies or something.
I've never heard of a chicken
maybe,
with rabies.
Okay, you know what? I don't know if chickens can have rabies.
Wait, rabies are for rodents, aren't
okay,
they?
Okay.
It's got to be chicken, right? Would you pick chicken?
I mean, I've never seen a middle school tiger fight, but...
Stop calling it a middle school tiger.
Well, obviously the chicken's easier.
Are you picking the tiger?
I don't know what it is. I just feel like chickens... They just look so, like, scary looking. Like, can you just imagine, like, grabbing the chicken neck?
Yeah.
It's, like, so ugly looking. Like, it's, like, so... You know what I mean?
What? Okay, so you're telling me you have to... When you fight the tiger, you have to kill it.
I don't know.
Well...
He's got to win the fight.
Hang on a second.
Maybe you knock it out. Maybe you make it run away. I don't know.
See, that's different.
Okay, fine. You have to kill it.
Okay, then chicken.
Okay.
Right? Would you choose to take your chances with a tiger?
I feel... That every animal, even the deadliest animals, right, have their bad days, right? Where they come to perform,
yeah,
things aren't working right. The body's just not moving the way it should that day. There's a chance for a slip up and they lose, right? Now, hear me out here.
Okay.
Even the smallest enemies, like the chicken.
Yeah.
You give it 365 times, like 365 chances.
Yeah.
Maybe you can wake up with a bad day and you could lose to the underdog. So you just got to hope that when you fight the tiger, it's just one of those bad days for it.
So you're just hoping.
I don't know. I just don't want to wake up every morning and fight a dang chicken. Could you imagine that? Every morning you get to fight the chicken.
I bet you if you just stand up and you kick it hard enough, it's going to be dead.
I don't know.
I'm pretty positive. I'm sure you could just stand up and kick it.
But, dude, could you imagine having to do that every day? You think about this.
Yeah, it's like waking up and kicking a soccer ball every day. That's just moving around a little bit.
You have to kill it every day.
Yeah.
That's just exhausting.
It's exhausting, but I'd rather spend my life doing that than building up my strength and anxiety to fight this tiger once a year.
That's true. That's true. You know what?
If I'm doing the chicken, right, yeah. I'll get comfortable doing it. When I do the tiger, it's like I know it's once a year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be training, and then once the time comes, I'm gonna probably get nervous.
I mean, that's fair. You probably by the 10th or 20th day, you'll find a more efficient way of killing the chicken.
Yeah, and that thing's just gonna tiger's just gonna rip me apart.
You know, I started thinking about that. Like, you know, when people are single and they can't find someone.
I know.
No, you're young. I think like there should be a system in the United States for like when you turn 35.
Yeah.
There should be arranged marriages. Like, hear me out. No, just hear me out here. Right? That person.
Yeah.
These two people. Right. They're going to keep trying to find their person.
Yeah.
Up to the age of 35. But when they don't, they succumb to each other. It's arranged. So that there's no loneliness. You know what I mean?
No.
No, hear me out here. Right?
I'm listening.
If two people.
Yeah.
Are open to this program.
Okay.
We'll call it.
So they have to physically like enter this program.
Yeah. But you don't know who you're going to get matched with.
Right.
But the system will find like who you're most compatible with.
Okay. So they choose to enter this.
Yeah.
It's not like people are just like.
You know what though? I think it should. I'm talking as if it should be like a rule.
Oh. So you have to do it.
I think. No, I shouldn't say it. You have to. It's just like presented.
Okay. But like it's an option.
It's an option.
Yeah.
I think that should be an option.
You know, okay. It wouldn't be a bad option. Right.
Yeah.
If you can't find anyone and you're lonely, you might as well try.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I think.
But you just it's just someone that's going to literally go out and do the work for you.
Right. And it's kind of like, you know, you're going to try to find someone. And if you don't.
Yeah.
By 35, we'll call it arrange 35.
You know, I feel like a lot of those wouldn't work out, though.
But hey.
At least it's something.
It's something. You roll the dice a little bit. Some will win, some will lose. Look at The Bachelor.
Yeah.
What's the success rate on there? 20%?
You know, that's a good question.
Probably 20%.
It might be lower.
Okay, 16%?
Yeah. Something like that. Because I feel like it doesn't always.
So say you ran those odds.
Yeah.
16%.
Yeah. Better than zero. Yeah.
Happier place, less lonely place. More kids will be born.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Kids that need to be adopted. There's more families that need kids.
Yeah, I guess it's like a...
Dude, I think I just solved one of the world's biggest problems.
You might have.
Arrange 35. Comment if you agree. Comment if you agree.
Seeking investors.
We all know a 35-year-old out there, older, that haven't found their person, okay? They're great people, and you're always saying to yourself, man, I know they're great. I know they're going to find the right person, right? But time's ticking. Time's ticking. Right? So arrange 35 will allow them to repopulate the earth at an efficient age still. Find someone that is suitable for them. Cure for loneliness. Cure for happiness.
It could work and it really could go south.
Sure. If it fails, they're back where they started.
Yeah.
Lonely. But hey, at least you tried.
You gotta think about the kids here too, though.
What kids will they have?
No, say they do.
Yeah.
Then everything goes south.
Sure.
And the kid is like, what happened to my parents? It's all because of arranged 35.
Well, they're that, you know. Look at The Bachelor. I really feel arranged 35 should be the future. If I was running for president, I would fight for arranged 35. Sure, you're going to have some upset kids, right? But see, that upset kid could be the next big thing. The next, you know, Bill Gates. It could be like the next,
also be the next serial killer.
Sure.
Right?
But hey, we're here for positivity. Okay? My whole thing is less lonely people, more happy people, turn less serial killers.
Or putting people together that don't go together, have kids that create serial killers.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Look, I'm coming from the standpoint of
trying to help.
Help people, less lonely people. Now, some people's biggest fears are loneliness. Some people's biggest fears are spiders. Some people's biggest fears are gorillas.
Yeah.
According to you.
Yeah.
You're more scared of a gorilla than a kangaroo. What is your biggest fear? If you had to say one thing, that's your biggest fear.
Biggest fear. I don't know why this came to mind.
Yeah.
But I'm really scared.
I don't even know what you're going to say. But
I'm just really scared of when I'm sitting on the toilet that something's going to crawl up the toilet.
In what?
By my butt or something. Like, can you imagine?
Okay, okay.
Hang on. There's been videos.
Of what?
Of snakes going up toilets.
You're joking.
No.
There's no such video.
Of a snake going up a toilet?
You're someone sitting on the toilet happens to be recording. All of a sudden, a snake comes out.
No, obviously they're off of the toilet at this point and they're filming. Obviously, they wouldn't be filming on the toilet and then the snake comes up. They're like, oh, this, I need to film it.
Yeah.
They get off the toilet and they film the snake in the toilet. There's been a snake in the toilet before.
Yeah, maybe it's their snake.
Yeah, maybe they planted it, but it just really scared me. That's like, can you imagine? Can you imagine using like a Japanese toilet, right? Warm seat, right? Auto opens when you walk up to it. Sit down. And a snake crawls up the freaking thing, the pipe. What are you going to do? Especially if you, no, but if you, you're not, you don't know it's there. You're sitting. You don't know it's down there.
I'm trying to understand. Are you scared that it's going to bite you?
I'm just scared it's going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah, but also I'm scared it's going to bite me if it's there.
Dude, I don't know. I just feel like the chance, like, what do you think about the pipes and stuff?
Yeah.
What can really fit through the pipe?
A snake.
Have you seen the pipes?
Have you seen a snake?
Yeah.
Dude, snakes can do some crazy things, man.
I don't know.
Fine. I'm scared of heights.
So you're scared of heights?
Yeah.
What's too high for you?
Okay, for the longest time, I couldn't do roller coasters.
Yeah.
A lot of them I still can't do.
Which ones do you feel like you can do?
I can, you know, there was a really long time where I couldn't do Disneyland. Remember when I was younger? I would go. I would love, like, spending time at Disneyland. Yeah. I just couldn't do the rides.
That's fair.
The only ride I could do was Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So I would just go around, like walk around Disneyland, eat food as a little kid, and just ride Pirates of the Caribbean all day. That's literally all I would do. I would be with like either mom or dad.
This is like 2 years
ago. Okay. But I would have a great time. Now I can do all of Disneyland. And California Adventure.
Wow.
The only one that's kind of shaky is Guardians.
Oh, I thought you said Goofy's Flight School.
Okay. Okay, that one's kind of crazy. Goofy's Flight School, you know, you got to at least do it once. But, okay, you know what I used to be really scared of? Soaring over the world. Or soaring over California.
Because you go high up?
Yeah. So I always had to ask to be on the bottom row.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So you're close to the ground?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
So I could at least see the ground. If you're on the top row, you're kind of like... So it goes like this, like there's three rows,
dude,
right?
You've had to ask that before?
Yeah. Can I get moved to the front row?
What about everyone in your party would go with you too?
Sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're lame. I'm joking. No offense. No, like, no offense to anybody out there that's scared of heights. Could you imagine?
Yeah, because it's me. I remember one time very vividly, like as a kid,
yeah.
I remember I was like, dude, I am going to go on Thunder Mountain. And I'm going to, like, conquer this ride.
Yeah.
I went on it, and I came off crying.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I don't know what it was.
What moment it was? Was, like, the big buildup to the last drop, or what
I think
point
it was, yeah, it was the buildup. You know, like, how the dynamite is, like, going off and everything. It's like, you feel like you're going to explode.
Yeah.
And then you just drop off. So then I think that's what got me. So I guess it's height and then snakes and toilets.
I just feel like the snakes and toilet thing's not very plausible.
Okay, you know what? Next time you're sitting on a toilet, just think about what I said.
Okay.
Just think about it. That a snake could crawl up
hear
that
me
pipe
out here.
And
the snake has to enter through something.
Yeah. The sewer.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got to go through constant water.
You ever heard of a water snake?
Like what?
They can swim?
But what? They can breathe underwater?
Pretty sure. I don't know. Well, I just know they're called water snakes.
You might as well figure out if that's true before you start assuming that that's what's going to kill you. If they can't even get to you.
Okay. You know what? You know what?
Right? If they can't even get to you.
You know what? I'm sure there's someone out there that has the same fear that something's going to crawl up the toilet.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to help you realize that I think that's highly unlikely.
Well, it could be, but it still could happen. Just like how people are scared of lightning strike, scared of tsunamis, scared of sharks.
I understand.
Right?
I understand. It's so funny. Last night, we heard a lot of explosions. I called you. You were sleeping.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear it, though?
I heard it after you woke me up, yeah.
Immediately, I was like, dude, this is it.
Something's
this
happened.
This is it. Yeah. After watching Oppenheimer and Fallout, it's like, yep.
It's happening.
It's happening. I immediately Google what's going on
in
my area.
Right.
I don't see anything. So I go to Twitter, and I search, like, the city we live in.
Yeah.
And everyone's talking about it. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Hear your explosions. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
It's over.
This is it. Like, this, something's going down.
Yeah. What's crazy is, I remember you called me, and then you're like, do you hear the explosions? And I'm like, whoa, what's going on? And then mom texts, and she goes, do you hear any sirens? Is there any first responders around you? And I'm like, what is going on?
I know.
I just woke up. Like, it's midnight, right? And then I get called, and there's explosions, and there's no first responders going out.
Yeah.
Dude, I was pretty scared.
If I'm not mistaken, apparently somewhere in Long Beach, there was a house that blew up that had illegal fireworks inside the house.
What?
So, like, the house is on fire, and the fireworks are just going. And that's why there were so many loud explosions.
That is crazy. Because it went on for, like, hours. At least one.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, continuous.
Can I say something? You know what's one of my biggest pet peeves?
What?
When people hold in their sneezes. You know, you hold in your sneeze, and I'm just
like...
Oh,
like when I sneeze, and then I, like, plug my nose? I don't sound like that.
Kind of like that, though.
It's really quiet. I don't do that.
But I'm just saying, I'm like, why? Why do people do that? Like, just let it out. Because
if I let it out, dude, but it is so loud. Sometimes dude, it's that doesn't.
Achoo! You know, like.
That doesn't make it any less loud.
Dude, who cares?
Dude,
who
sometimes cares? We're in like a movie or something. Dude, or like,
sure. Right? But when you and I are driving in the car and it's just you and I and you holding your sneeze, I'm like.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll sneeze and I'll sneeze in my arm. He goes, bro, you just sprayed it everywhere.
Like, because sometimes you do.
No, sometimes I will sneeze in my arm and he's driving. He's looking at the road. He's not even looking at me. He just goes, you just sprayed it everywhere.
Sometimes I get a little, like, you know, spray on
me.
Oh
my gosh. No, that's just you being so. So crazy.
My whole thing is. It's just not safe to hold in your sneezes, okay? Like,
okay, so then when I sneeze, you can't be like, you just sprayed it everywhere.
You cover your nose.
I sneeze in my arm, and then you just assume that I don't.
Dude, honestly?
So he goes, you just sprayed
honestly,
me. You sprayed
honestly,
me.
Honestly, you don't always do that. It's okay. We can agree to disagree.
I usually always sneeze somewhere away from people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So there's a lot of dangers to holding in your sneezes. Like, people have had aneurysms in their brain from not... like letting their sneeze out.
Is it true that people can like sneeze their eyes out?
I don't know.
Like they hold it in and like the pressure just like.
I believe it. Shoot, the way you do it. Like, why anybody would hold in their sneeze? Like,
I don't know.
You got to get it out. It's the most unsatisfying thing to hold in a sneeze.
I've just been told my sneezes are really loud.
I'm just saying though, everyone should sneeze. Let out your sneezes.
Well, everyone sneezes.
Comment if you guys need that reassurance. Just to let it out. Let out your sneeze, because if you don't, it could be bad. Okay, let's move on to movie news. Now,
movie news.
As we know, Fallout has been crushing it. Yeah. Fallout is just an amazing show. I think it's one of the top shows of the year. I mean, easily top show. Yeah. One of the top shows of the year.
One of the top shows.
Now, I feel like video games are slowly trending in the right direction. We have The Last of Us. We have Fallout, where they're breaking this trend of bad on-screen adaptations of these games. And I think finally, they're slowly starting to get it. As we know, Christopher Nolan's brother, Jonathan Nolan, actually directed Fallout, and obviously creative genius. So I think as long as these video game properties are in good hands, there's a lot of great film potential there.
Yes.
With that being said, Far Cry 7,
ooh,
the video game, is rumored to have Cillian Murphy as the villain of,
what?
Of the game.
Cillian Murphy is going to be in Far Cry 7.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is Cillian Murphy is a great villain, as we've seen as he was Scarecrow.
Yeah.
It's just he has that look about him that he could play the good guy, but I think he's best fit as the villain. What's Netflix nice? Is having a Ghostbusters animated TV show.
Oh, Ghostbusters animated.
Yeah, I think that has a lot of potential there, too.
Yeah.
Lily James is set to star in a movie about the founder of Bumble, the dating app.
Wow.
Whitney Wolf is the person's name.
Whitney Wolf, okay.
Justin Lin was reportedly to be one of the directors in the running for Spider-Man 4. Now, there's a lot of directors that are in the running, right?
Yeah.
As we know, John Watts has been, you know, no longer going to be a part of Spider-Man, I believe, as like a director, but maybe he's going to be a producer. But Justin Lin is on the table. Sam Raimi's on the table.
Wow.
I think Sam Raimi would be a great fit. It would be interesting to see how he would take on Tom Holland's universe.
Yeah.
A Space Mountain movie based on The Ride.
Space Mountain?
Is coming to Disney as a movie.
So is it going to be? I wonder what it's going to be like. Is it going to be like the creation of the ride? Like how they just wanted to make the ride and everything like that and how it developed over the years? Or is it going to be like a story within the Space Mountain universe?
Well, I feel like it's going to be like how they do the other ride movies, right? Like Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
Tower of Terror. That kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be like that. Hugh Jackman is reportedly set to replace Will Ferrell as John Madden in the upcoming biopic. As wow. you guys know, like, John Madden, one of, like, the, you know, legends of football.
Yeah.
And he has a name, the Madden Games.
Right.
Are based on John Madden.
Oh, the Madden Curse. Remember that one?
Yeah. I mean, what's so interesting about this is if you have Will Ferrell playing someone in a movie, there's got to be some kind of comedic aspect to the movie. I don't think it's, like, a very, you know, drama-filled, serious role if Will Ferrell was originally attached to it. Hugh Jackman definitely could play that dramatic role if they're going to go for, like, a serious biopic. But with Will Ferrell being attached to it, I feel like it might be more of a comedic movie, and Hugh Jackman will be playing a more comedic character.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be playing John Madden.
Right.
Since the release of X-Men 97, all five seasons of the X-Men animated series has increased viewership by 522%.
Whoa!
People are going back and watching the original animated show from 1992.
Yeah.
And it is interesting because it's been so long since X-Men 92. Now we have X-Men 97.
Dude, that's crazy, like, increase in viewership.
It makes sense, though, because the show calls back to such, like, so many parts in the original. And it's all interconnected, so it makes sense that you would have to go watch.
Yeah.
But it is amazing how, you know, here we are, the last 3 years, 4 years, have been so heavily focused on live-action adaptations of Marvel, right?
Like, yeah.
This whole what's going to happen next, post-credit scene, who's going to cameo, and all of a sudden they just bring out this cartoon that doesn't rely on actors like Robert Downey Jr. coming back or like anybody like that.
Yeah.
They can literally draw Spider-Man, and the reaction of like people going crazy over this cameo is almost 50% of what it would be in like the movies. So it is really cool that we have this animated universe now where they can pull in these crazy cameos, crazy storylines, and really it's cool to see fans excited about that.
Yeah.
Last thing, Leonardo DiCaprio has been cast as Frank Sinatra in a biopic directed by Martin Scorsese. Now, I think this is great. Okay. We've seen Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese work together on The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
You know, Martin Scorsese has this great way of breaking the fourth wall, monologuing where he's like kind of narrating the story, has the main character narrate the story while the story is going on. Like, as we see, like, Jordan Belfort, you know, narrates the movie.
Yeah.
As the movie's happening, kind of talking to the audience. You look at Goodfellas, Ray Liotta's character, Henry Hill, is, you know, talking to the audience as the scenes are taking place. And what this allows is it allows, like, the progression of time throughout a movie. Like, you kind of see the progression of time while having this concurrent narrator, and you feel, like, kind of like what the person's feeling, and they're able to, like, talk more through what's going on.
Right.
And what's so interesting about Martin Scorsese is that he has a great background in gangster movies, right?
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra was heavily involved with the mob, heavily involved with, like, the gangster, like, ideology. See. So it would make sense that Martin Scorsese is, like, the perfect fit for, like, a gangster-inspired film. And Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese have such a long relationship together.
Yeah.
And they obviously, every time they work together, it is gold.
Right.
So I think Martin Scorsese is not going to let a film flop. And Leonardo DiCaprio hasn't really had a flop movie for a long time that I can recall. So I think the two of them together, it's going to be something gold. And I'm sure Leonardo DiCaprio wants to get another Oscar nomination.
Yeah.
So I can see this Frank Sinatra role being it for him. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to, what part of Frank Sinatra's life they're going to go for, because Leonardo DiCaprio obviously can't play a 15-year-old Frank Sinatra.
Right.
But I guess we'll see how they go.
It's definitely going to be an interesting movie.
I do feel this, though. As we saw in The Irishman, Martin Scorsese directed it with Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, right? And, like, they de-aged the characters. That was kind of, like, ahead of its time with, like, you know, deepfake.
Right.
Obviously, the technology's gotten a lot better. So I could see them maybe trying to implement Leonardo DiCaprio with deepfake, de-aging him. What's tough about The Irishman, right, is that Robert De Niro, I believe, was 80-something, right?
Mm.
So his face looked like he was 30.
Yeah.
But the movements of the body was looked if like he was 90s or 80, you know? And he's like fighting people and it just looks so weird.
And stiff. And
So, but Leonardo DiCaprio is still at a great age where if they de-aged him, possibly he could play, you know, 20-year-old version.
Right. Oh, that'd be interesting.
Well, with that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching this week's episode. If you're new to the channel, please smash the subscribe button, hit the like button. Also, comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. Also, I would love to hear your thoughts on if you would rather fight a gorilla or a kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Because apparently it's so black and white on what the right thing is.
It is.
It is a little gray. A little gray area there.
No.
Depends on, you know, a lot of factors on...
It could depend on factors, but...
Well, guys, let us know your thoughts. And also, we'll see you guys tomorrow on TikTok, and we'll see you guys next Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
See you on the TikTok.
God bless you guys. See ya.
Love ya.